Our Axe the Locker Room chat continues here tonight on 92.1 FM KMZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by the Axe the Boys basketball coach, that is Jason Tynan, brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axe the Branch, and B&D Buildings. The Eagles off to a good start, beating Valley Heights in their season opener on a Tuesday night, 54-29. Coach, a lot to dissect from that game, but sure you're proud of how your team performed in that season opening win.
Yeah, they came out. We only had three practices, gave them a couple days off after football. So we got back to work, and the execution that we had on the offensive end was really good. I was really, really pleased with our defense. We held the Ekstrom kid to 4 points and did a really good job and rebounded the ball really, really well. And that's really good to see early on. We are in the right places at the right time defensively. We were able to contain a lot of dribble penetration, and so I was really pleased where we are, but it's all the preparation and the work they do in the summertime where we could just pick up and go right from the beginning.
Yeah, and we talked about last week just the challenges with the team winning another state football title and obviously the limited practice time that you have going right into the basketball season. But again, you know, just based off the scoreboard and just kind of how that game played out, it seems like they really didn't miss much of a beat, you know, with that very little time in transition.
Yeah, and they didn't. We did a lot of good things. We won all three levels. We won C-team, JV, and then varsity. And guys were clicking. You know, there's still some things on the offensive side that we'll continue to build, and that's, you know, just the chemistry part of it, where guys learning new roles, guys stepping in. We're also without Colin Shaughnessy, which will, you know, when he gets back, we'll add another wrinkle to that. But it's just trying to pace that and find the rhythm and not do too much too fast with them. It's kind of figuring out and know that, hey, we're building for February and March, and that's the goal, to be at the state tournament in March.
Eli Brockstrom in 11 points. Brandon Schmelsley had 9. Wyatt Detweiler was 7. Landon Schmitz getting in there. Dalton Heinen. So it wasn't just one of your many guys that stood out. Everybody got involved offensively and kind of chipped in and helped out in the win.
Yeah, and everybody did a really good job of finding roles, like you know, Dalton and Logan on the board. You know, I haven't got the stats back from huddle yet, but I bet you we had over 20 offensive rebounds. We really crashed the glass, and defensively we were really good rebounding there. Everybody had a piece of it, and everybody contributed, and we moved the ball really well. I bet you we probably had over 15 to 20 assists as well. And so when you see the ball doing that, and you see good things, that's a really good feeling as a coach. And, you know, one of the kind of the third quarter, second, third quarter, we got a little tired and, you know, we got a little slower with our pace, but which is expected because we haven't had time to get our legs and lungs underneath us. But we did a really good job, and I'm super pleased with the effort the first night out.
And I know we're on to basketball season, but just kind of one more football-related thing here with the success that Axel's had over the last 4 years. But, you know, Sports in Kansas, they do their Players of the Year, and you got Eli Brockstrom, who was the Defensive Player of the Year in the classification. Brandon was the Offensive Player of the Year. Just, again, just two dynamite athletes, and, again, not just really missing any kind of beat as they make the transition here to basketball season.
Yeah, and they're great, great teammates and great athletes, and they work hard every day in practice. And so that Defensive Player of the Year kind of gave me a little ammo for old Eli, because sometimes he doesn't always like to play the best defense on the basketball court. But last night he did a tremendous job. He's got really quick feet, and he did that. And Brandon was on the Ekstrom kid, and last year the Ekstrom kid kind of, I think he had 20 or 23 on us, and Brandon kind of took that a little personal and held him to 4 last night. And so those two are leaders. They lead by example, and you're really blessed to have them on our team, because they are two true competitors.
Still trying to work out maybe something with the schedule here next week, but nonetheless, you're hoping to have a couple games here before the holiday break. We know for sure Flint Hills Christian next Friday, but, you know, just with this last week before the holiday break, what are you kind of focusing on and just trying to improve upon here as we get to this holiday break?
You know, like I said, getting our kind of legs and lungs underneath us, just as far as that goes, and then just the chemistry on the defensive and offensive ends, especially offensive. And, you know, we really didn't have a lot of time to work on inbounds plays and specials. There's a couple of times when you have a couple of scoreless possessions on the offensive side, you kind of want to run a set or get some action to somebody, and we don't have any of that stuff in. So kind of putting in some basic stuff that we can have, and so we can work on that next week. If we get two games, we can work on it twice. If we don't, we can just work on it on Friday night. But getting that stuff kind of put in, get a solid foundation for things to start working on after break.
There it is. Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us after the victory against Valley Heights on a Tuesday night, starting the year 1-0. Still waiting for maybe an opponent on Tuesday night, but we know Flint Hills Christian, the opponent, next Friday night, and then they'll have that couple weeks off for the holiday break. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.